You are listening to KMRS. This is your KMRS roving reporter, Marshall Hoffman. And KMRS is celebrating National Hospital Week. I am over here right now at the Stevens Community Medical Center talking with the head honcho, the top dog, the top banana, the CEO of the operation here, Carrie McEvely. How are you, Carrie?
I'm good. How are you, Marshall?
Good, good. Well, let's talk a little bit about National Hospital Week, how it kind of came about, and why we have these kind of weeks.
Yes. Well, it's been around over 100 years, 1921. It was originally just National Hospital Day, and it eventually became an entire week because there's over 5,000 hospitals and healthcare facilities that are being honored, celebrated for the care that they provide to their community.
You can't fit them all in one day.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it's a good opportunity to thank the people who allow us to provide their care and also to thank our staff for everything that they do in providing high quality health care.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things go on in this week here at SCMC?
Oh, we have a lot of fun activities that our marketing department, headed by Angie Cole Olson, arrange. We have special meals, we have games, trivia, putting games upstairs, and a yogurt breakfast bar, free lunch day, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice, very nice. And we should touch on the fact that here in rural Minnesota, you cannot take for granted the fact that we do have quality healthcare, and not every community can say that, especially these days.
Right, right. It's a great benefit. 24/7, you will see a physician in our emergency department. They literally are in the building 24/7, and we have so many specialties for a small hospital and clinic: urology, oncology, ENT, dermatology, orthopedics, podiatry. So it's really a good range of care that you can get without driving far.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of those specialties. You've got, of course, doctors come, doctors go. You've got some new ones on board and coming along soon, don't you?
Yes, we added quite a few this year, and then we have another family medicine with obstetrics female doctor coming in August, Dr. Caitlin Steinlich. So that'll be another good addition to help with access to primary care. And it's been a good year. We have a new urologist who just started in April, Dr. Nathan Hoffman. And so he sees all genders and ages and handles everything from kidneys, bladder to prostate. So that was another good addition.
Mm-hmm. He's a visiting specialist, is that right?
He will come here 2 days a month, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. While that was going on, you recently, of course, had that open house and the kickoff for the upgrades to the emergency room and urgent care and the NovaCare and all that. How are things going with that?
Good. We have been busy since then. We had over 300 people at that open house, which was just great. And both the therapy services departments and the emergency departments have been quite busy since then. Of course, nobody wants to have to come to our emergency department, but when they do, they've been very pleased with the care and the flow of the care in the department so far. Mm-hmm. So we've been really happy with it.
Mm-hmm. How about the parking situation? Are people getting used to that new arrangement?
Sure. Well, the Columbia Avenue entrance, as we call it, is where the, of course, emergency department patients park, as well as behavioral med, therapy services, and the dialysis patients, because we're no longer using that upper parking lot for patients anymore. So they should all focus on the Columbia Avenue entrance if they're coming in from that side of the building. But initially, we have had some confusion of people looking for the emergency department once they come in those glass slider doors. So I just wanted to reinforce that it's right as you walk in the door, immediately to your right, there's a red phone and or an intercom that you speak to someone at the nurse's station. So you don't have to go far. If you're coming to our emergency department, as soon as you come through those exterior doors, you're there, and you just have to pick up that red phone to talk to somebody.
Follow the red.
Yes, yes. And we added some new signage hanging from the ceiling as well to sort of stand out even more. But I think people are starting to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.